We've probably all heard of Indian mounds scattered throughout parts of North America. Here, just east of present-day St. Louis, was the largest of those mounds. In fact, you can still see it and climb it today. The American Countryside is brought to you by Exmark Mowers. You get a better cut faster. Log on at exmark.com today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
1,000 years ago, the largest city in what is today the United States was near St. Louis. The site is called Cahokia Mound State Historic Site.
The site is roughly 1,000 years old, so there was a large village here in like the 900s AD. Around 1050 AD, this site just explodes in size and becomes the big site that it was.
Mark Esri says there may have been up to 20,000 people living here at its height. There were 120 mounds of varying shapes and purposes. The largest are known as platform mounds.
There's always a large public building on top of each one of these platform mounds. Monk's Mound, the largest mound, is a multi-stage, a multi-step platform mound, and there was an extremely large building on top of it, about 5,000 square feet.
Monk's Mound is about 100 feet tall, with a base that's about 1,000 feet by 800 feet. It's the largest Native American mound on the North American continent. Many wonder how long it would have taken to build such an earthen structure.
Maybe 50 pounds or so could be carried in a woven basket by people used to carrying stuff. It would have taken quite a while, several years at least. Some people think that it was built up in multiple stages over a long period of time, and others think it was built pretty rapidly.
Today the site, including Monk's Mound, is open to visitors, where you can explore the greatest of cities from 1,000 years ago. Traveling the countryside in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.